Om Shanti. Good evening. Everyone managing to stay happy and light even though the body might be cold? Yes? Who's not managing? They're not here, I suppose. Well, it's lovely to see you all. And because we've still got the heat from the sun of the afternoon, maybe it's still not too bad now. Let's see how it gets on further in the evening and the night and the morning. Manmanabhav. It's an expression that Baba uses in most muralis. Many, many muralis always have this expression at some point through the murali, Manmanabhav. Why? Because it's the most important message that Baba has come to give us. Today's murali also, many, many, many times the reminder, turn your mind towards me, stabilize your thoughts on me. And the method that Baba has given us makes it easier. And I think that everybody must have had that experience that even if you've been very busy and occupied with all sorts of things, but once you take that moment to go inside and come back here and connect with yourself, like Baba says, stay in the awareness of the soul and then fix your mind on me. So when we go inside, then it's very easy to connect with Baba. And I was interested to read in recent muralis last week, I think, but also just a few days ago and yesterday too, the day before, Baba focusing on the study. Just study well, and when you study well, then your yoga can be easy. And in the muralis that I'm thinking about a couple of weeks ago, Baba was talking about churning. That when you churn gyan, then you're going to be able to stabilize your thoughts in Baba's remembrance. And that's exactly how it is. Because the mind has the habit of flitting around. And so to bring it back on track, to let the mind focus on truth. And for people out there, they would have a question, well, what is truth? How can we know truth? How do you focus on truth? It would be a whole string of questions. But for Baba's children, we know that if you take up any aspect of the murali and focus on the murali, then that is the truth from the being who is the source of truth. And so taking up something from the murali and letting your mind reflect on that, and very naturally and easily mind gets diverted from all the other distractions and you're able to go towards Baba and stay in Baba's remembrance. But also, why man? Why the mind? It's the mind that the thoughts and feelings very much connected. And if my feelings are up and down and here and there and all over the place, to try and connect with God is not so easy. But let the mind become quiet, let the feelings cool down. Just, and that all happens if you can fix your mind on Baba's Gyan, the truth. And as you let your mind dwell on truth, the feelings become soft and clean also. Instead of hard and bitter or aggressive or anything else. And so the way to clean the mind, to clean our feelings, is by churning gyan and come to that state of coolness. And in that state of coolness, then yes, easy to connect again. Otherwise, I'm swirling around in all sorts of other feelings because of all the things that are going on around me. And I say, okay, I have to remember Baba. I don't know how well I'll be able to connect. And there was another very interesting Murali where Baba was very categorical. When you churn the knowledge, then you're going to be able to connect with the Almighty Authority and draw power from Baba into the Self. Somehow, it's a simple statement and we all know it, but Baba put it very, very succinctly, very clearly, that this is the only way in which you're going to be able to draw power. If you use Gyan to clear the mind of everything else, then connect with the source of power, and the power will come to you. All the might of the Almighty is going to be filled within the soul. And so I found that this mantra of Manmanabhav has been clarified through the recent Muralis. And of course, Baba knew, Drama knew, that we would be taking up the eternal mantras through the whole Madhavan season. So that's why the Muralis are telling us all this. But really, that stage of using the mind to connect with Baba, and then I don't need to carry on churning once I'm connected. If I see I'm slipping away into some other dreamland, yes, to bring myself back again, it's go back to using Gyan to bring the mind back to that state of connection. And through that state of connection, then yes, I'm able to experience relationships with Baba, able to experience the qualities of God. But also, Baba wants us to go to that stage where the buddhi is connected with God and is able to have the mind become quiet and still. And when Baba says it's the stage of the seed that's going to enable you to settle all the sins and change your sanskars, for me that's what the experience is. I'm using Gyan to bring my mind back to that stage where it's connected and it's clean. The thoughts are slow, even in the relationships with Baba. Yes, the sweet experience of communication, but the communication is also not fast, 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 not staccato, but gentle, it's slow. And connecting with Baba and experiencing all relationships, and then the stage of quiet, the soul in its seed stage with all the qualities merged within it and lost in the experience of God's love. And in that fire of love, very beautiful experience of being with Baba, just me and God, and I the soul. And yes, in that experience, sins are settled. It was, I think, in Avyakt Murali that was clarifying that even when you're studying, in the sense of hearing the Murali or revising the Murali, that's a different stage. But the stage of yoga, where sins can actually be settled and burnt away, and then the result of that, the proof of that, my sanskars are changing. And so, yes, I see how we've been making effort, some of us for decades, some maybe new ones here also, but many of us, I'm recognizing my friends within this gathering, many, many friends. So for many decades we've been jogging along, moving along, but we're not seeing the change of sanskars. And there's a very sweet comment that Daddy made. That is, of course, today gone off to Bombay for a big, big event in which all the centers of Bombay are getting together, which is a rare story. It doesn't happen often, but and all the centers have so many thousands of students. Every center has around 1,000 students, and they can't even all get together at the same time in one center. They come at different times through the day, or whatever. But over the last couple of days, that is being quiet, but also meeting groups and individuals. And at one point, she said, ask me what you want. And so the question was, how come sanskars are not changing, and what should we do? And she didn't get into the mechanics of it. She made a very interesting comment. She says, don't get tired. And she went on to say, whether it's your own sanskars and you're seeing that you're not changing, don't get tired of your effort, but continue your effort tirelessly. And if you're tired with yourself because you're not seeing change, then you're going to get tired of others too and say, well, they're not changing anyway. You're going to comment on it and say, why not? Why? How come they've been in gyan so long and they're still not changing? But no, first step, always the self. Don't get tired with yourself, but just know that keep going, and at some point the shift will happen, the tipping point will come, and there will be that transformation. Have that confidence and faith in Baba and in yourself. But then the same for others, that yes, even though I'm not seeing any practical change yet, but there's build-up that's happening inside, a constant, continuous level of effort that's going to bring about the transformation that becomes visible. And so at this moment now, not to tire of myself, but to know that, okay, whatever I've done so far, all of that I can put down to experience. And each step along the journey has been valuable. Even if it's been ups and downs, I've learned from all of that. And so the authority of experience that Baba's talking about, it's not just the authority of the experience of God's love or of bliss or all those wonderful things that happen from time to time, but it's also the authority of the experience of knowing what it's like to have gone a few steps back and then forward again. And so it's okay. I've gained that experience, and I wouldn't have missed out on a single year of all the decades that I've been with Baba. Each year has been a huge, huge lesson and brought me to this point. So, yes, now if I see Maya coming, I think I can recognize Maya. Maybe it'll still come in ways that I don't know, but certainly, there's plenty of ways that I've now recognized by having experienced it. And so now at this point, is it my focus to really transform my sanskaras? I would like to, and I want to focus on that. And so now, yes, the churning, important, the relationships, equally important, but then beyond that, more and more, the experience of the seed stage. And in that seed stage, then yes, the transformation of sanskars, the practical proof that my sins are being settled and I'm finishing that past account, whether this birth, whether many births, whatever. And so, Manmanabhav, it's the method to be able to connect with Baba without using the mind very actively, just sitting in silence and, oh, I'm a peaceful soul, you'll become a little bit too peaceful. You'll go into a slumber in which the mind isn't functioning. And apart from the whole question of really just being in dreamland, the other danger is if the mind isn't aware, I'm experiencing detachment from the body, but then I'm open to all sorts of other influences, and I don't want that. I want to connect with God. I want to be able to experience God's influence and nothing else. And so the mantra of Manmanabhav is really the foundation, and that's why we see Baba reminding us of it again and again every single day, many times in one Murali sometimes. And so that for me is very clear. And I think we've had many, many classes on the subject through the years, and that's why you're still here. If you hadn't experienced Manmanabho, you'd have gone off on holiday somewhere else. But the fact that you're here, you have had that connection, you have had that power from Baba, and so that's what's keeping you going. Madhyaji Bhav, when you start to explore this, maybe you realize that we haven't given sufficient time and attention to this mantra. And Vishnu, the one in the middle, I don't know what Lokic people think about this mantra, Madhyaji Bhav. I've never asked, and I've never asked a Bhagat, I've never heard what it is they think about it. And I'll try and find out at some point when I meet a good Bhagat. But certainly in Gyan, the one in the middle, Vishnu. And in recent Muralis, Baba's often talked about sitting in front of the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. And yes, we know it's the combined form of Lakshmi and Narayan. So sit in front of the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan and focus on them and see what happens. Yes, we know it's the aim and objective. And again, today's Murali, Baba, one moment reminding us of soul consciousness and detachment from the body and the old world finishing. From the other side, Baba remembering very beautifully the scenes of the future. I'll go and become a little child. I'll go and become a baby. And the whole story of the mother and the child and the relationship in Satyug. Baba was taking us into the golden age with all the description of that in a very beautiful way. So Baba spends a lot of time in Satyug, even now, sharing with us his churnings on Satyug, his experience of remembering heaven and what it's like. And I know that for many people abroad, we have a lot of physical comforts, a lot of physical facilities, and so we're not so much into the abundance of jewels and gold and silver and fantastic jewelry. We would say that, well, that's just by the way. But the other side of the picture that Baba paints of the qualities of the souls of the golden age, the dignity, the royalty, the beauty, the reality, the truth, the sweetness, the purity. Think about all the descriptions of Satyug that Baba talks about in terms of the qualities of the soul in the golden age. And so when I see Vishnu in front of me, yes, all those beautiful qualities emerge in that royal, dignified, very beautiful form of Vishnu. My aim and objective. It's actually easier to think about the aim and objective with the picture on our badge, the image of Lakshmi and Narayan, but Vishnu, the one in the middle. And Vishnu, the one in the middle, is directly connected with Shiva. On one side, I would say it's Brahma Baba who has that direct connection with Shiva. But Brahma Baba is very busy. He's with Shiv Baba, definitely, the instrument for Shiv Baba, no question. But the final stage, Baba often describes the final stage of Brahman life as that deity form. And so the form that's able to give visions. And in bhakti, one of the things that I do know about bhakti is that there's never any defamation given of Vishnu. Krishna, you've heard the stories. Rama, you've heard the stories. Lots of other things that go on. But Vishnu, they sometimes speak about the incarnation of Vishnu as the incarnation of God. And so from God, the Supreme, the embodiment of all the virtues of God in human form, the symbol with four arms, but human. So here, in the physical dimension, the playing out of divine virtues is through Vishnu. And so that is the aim and objective of yoga. To be able to eliminate all negativity, whatever it is, today Baba said, not just removing negativity, removing waste. Remove all of that. And so absolutely pure and clean and the divine virtues and the reflection of those divine virtues in activity. And there you have Vishnu. Vishnu is also interesting because Vishnu represents the combination of masculine and feminine. It's very lovely how today people are beginning to appreciate that a woman needs to have the masculine qualities, the courage, the power, the motivation for action, but also the feminine qualities, the love, the tenderness, the care, the sustenance, all of those qualities, usually labeled as the feminine principles or the masculine principles. But Baba, 83 years ago, gave that image as the aim and objective, the perfect balance of male and female. And so we know that the soul has both tendencies, but then culture, society pushes us into one direction or the other direction. Even though Brahma Baba, the gentleness of the mother, absolutely, Baba would check, have you had today milk seems to carry a bad label, but early days when you had your own cows and you knew them by name and personality and the milking was done in a very natural way and all of that. And so, yes, the sattvic product, very different to today. But at that time, Baba would ask us at night, children, have you had your hot milk? And I wasn't in the habit of having hot milk, even in the 60s. Or any milk, but Baba would be caring, concerned, the mother, wanting every child to be comfortable. And so Baba would go out of his way, checking all of this. So very much the mother figure, especially after Mama left, because then Baba had to play both roles, mother and father. But then also, yes, of course, the courage, the pioneer, the leader, the one with authority, the one who would be giving the instructions, all of that. So Brahma Baba, the embodiment of Vishnu, masculine and feminine qualities. And so, do I have the possibility of developing both sides of my own personality in this way? And I'm not talking about sisters or brothers. I'm talking about the balancing of the personality and these principles, because there are some sisters who are very strong, in case you hadn't noticed. And there are also brothers who are very soft. You know them also. But to be able to have perfect balance, not so easy. And to know which side of your personality to use when. Otherwise, if the wrong bit is coming out at the wrong time, that's not so useful either. But the perfect balance, Vishnu. But also, the symbol of perfect harmony. Four arms and one head, united. The double engine, the double energy of Lakshmi and Narayan, both together, but moving together in unison, united. Today, one head, and even the one head isn't united. One head has one idea one moment, and another moment is another idea, and there's all sorts of conflicts and tensions going on inside. And so I don't know which direction I'm going in. But let me be able to sort all that out within myself first and foremost, and that means getting rid of all the negative stuff. Ravan, 10 heads. And so the combination of male and female and 10 different ideas. Now, how do you juggle with all of that? And how do you come to unity and harmony? how do you sort out all the different conflicts? Again, yesterday there was a very interesting scene with Daddy. Nirvabhai came to say hello to Daddy, and she hadn't gone to class. Very often she's there in class, conducting yoga in the evening, giving class in the evening. And I didn't ask why, but anyway, she hadn't gone. So Nirvabhai came to see her after the meditation. And he said to her, Daddy, what's your inspiration for the teachers' meetings that we're going to be having in April? Because I'm starting to think about it already, so tell me. And Daddy was talking about no conflict, going beyond all sorts of conflict and coming to a state of unison, harmony, unity. And he was also asking her the question about what theme should we be using for serving the world. But she was absolutely focused. It's time to serve the self. And if we take what Baba is offering us, then through that transformation, we'll be able to send out the right vibrations to the world, and they'll be able to come close to Baba. So that's her interest, and that's where she's at the moment, the serving of Brahmins, and definitely serving herself first and foremost, and then knowing that that's going to lead to service of others. She gave a very lovely mantra. Gyan is simple. Yoga is easy. Dharana is just attention. And that's all you need to do. And if you've got those three together, service is going to happen automatically. And so that perfect harmony inside, in which I'm not in conflict with anything at all in terms of what's going on inside myself. And if I've been able to come to that stage where I've dealt with the negativity and the waste, then yes, I'm at peace with myself. Om Shanti. And in that mantra of Om Shanti, in that state of harmony within, then yes, I'm going to be able to be in harmony with others around me also. And if I'm still at the point where I'm looking outside and asking, how come there isn't harmony here? Well, it's because I haven't been able to have that harmony within. Daddy's point, as she was sharing, was that she can't remember being in conflict with others. Difference of ideas sometimes, but very quickly that would get sorted out and a way forward found. And so that stage where you're able to give respect, and she kept coming back to this, being able to have respect for yourself and then to be able to have respect for others. And that's going to be the foundation for harmony. And she didn't elaborate. She doesn't give long classes anymore, as you know, maybe you've noticed. But she just said this, staying in your own state of self-respect and then being able to give regard to others. And whatever they're doing, but if I'm able to give them regard, then there isn't a situation of conflict. Then it might not be that they accept my ideas, but at least I'm doing what I need to be doing. And when I explore the subject of respect for the self, I see how deeply it's connected with the fact that there's no longer a battle or a struggle between my feelings and my conscience. And for many, the lack of self-respect or the lack of inner dignity is due to this. I haven't resolved that yet. And so the conflict within, and so how do I maintain my inner dignity and my self-respect if I'm not stable in that stage? And so to be able to sort out the inner battles, to sort out what is it that's battling with my conscience, because that's what the battle is. Sometimes my feelings, sometimes my opinions, but those are the things that are coming in to my guilt. Those are the things that are battling with my conscience. So to be able to sort it out with Baba's help and to come to a state where there's coolness and calmness within, dignity inside. And then, yes, in that state of self-esteem, that royalty and dignity of Vishnu is not so far to go. And even if other people have a different opinion, but to maintain my own dignity, and if I say yes, I may lose the battle, but I'll win the war. In English, they have this expression. Never mind if you lose the battle. The important thing is winning the war. And so the war is the big deal. Everything, Ravan, total. But the battle, if I say yes to somebody and I accept their opinion because I'm giving them respect and regard, and that's the way to be able to maintain harmony, then it's okay. I haven't lost the war. I haven't been defeated by Ravan. And so it's an interesting thing to work with. And of course, that is famous point, that har mani, to accept defeat. But it's not defeat in the big picture, it's victory in the big picture. But the little step along the way, okay, if it's somebody else's idea and I accept it, no big deal. Let me be able to do that for the sake of preserving harmony. And so, one head and four arms, the unified energy, but yet one direction, not many directions or fighting together. And so, the image of Vishnu, and yes, the light and might, the crown of jewels, the authority, but also the purity, the halo of purity, the light. And so the power that there is in purity is incredible. And the beauty that there is in purity is also amazing. And so purity within the soul on all levels. Baba's been talking about that too. Check the quality of your purity on all levels, your thoughts, your feelings, your attitude, your vision, your behavior. What is it that's pulling my attention? So Manmanabhav and Madhyajibhav, of course, come together. Without the Manmanabhav, how can I achieve the Madhyajibhav? But the Madhyajibhav, the one in the middle, is in itself very, very powerful in terms of the inspirations we can take from that. And so, let me keep the image of Vishnu in front of myself also. And in the days of Baba coming into the history hall, and those of you who still spend time in the history hall, I know you feel that power of Sakar Baba's presence. And Baba walking into the hall, and Baba's vision would fall instantly on Lakshmi Narayan. Baba would use the door that's by the sister's side, closest to his room. And so come out from the room and there, walk into that door, and staring at Baba right in front is Lakshmi and Narayan. And if by chance they hadn't switched on the light for the translight, Baba would signal, and the brother would understand and instantly switch it on. And through the murli, of course, no comfy armchair for Baba, the gaddi, and Baba seated in that semi-lotus posture. Just imagine, 92, 93, and able to sit for an hour and a half longer in semi-lotus posture. Now, that's quite an amazing feat. I don't think many of us would be able to do it for more longer than 15 minutes, if at all. If at all. But Baba, even until then, and Baba again and again glancing at that image, and again referring to that image. in those last years, of course, the cycle, the Trimurti, the tree, all of them there in the history hall, and so all of them coming up in the Muralis, but especially the last two pictures that were done, 1964-65, before Mama left, Lakshmi and Narayan, and a little bit later, then the picture of the ladder. And so those last Muralis of Baba are very much focused on both of these images. And so in 66, when I came, the picture of Lakshmi Narayan translite was already in place. And so Baba, Brahma Baba, takes so much benefit from all of these pictures and reminds us also. And I know that in the early days, when I used to go to one of the centers in Pune, where Daddy was, the personal part was very, very tiny. But the main part was a large classroom. And this was the center that I visited in the 60s. 66, 67, around that time. Then the last couple of years, Daddy was in a very tiny center. But this center with a big, big hall was where Baba first sent her these big pictures, as big as the ones you see in the history hall. So the classroom wasn't as big as that, but it was a good size. Maybe my memory has enlarged it now, but the way I remember it, it must have been at least half the size of the history hall. And what Daddy used to tell us later, at that time I didn't know, but you say that, and Sarla Didi was staying with her at that time in that center. She say, at 4 o'clock, we would come and sit in front of these pictures. The picture of the ladder later, but the tree, the cycle, the Trimurti. And so looking at those pictures, we would have yoga. And afterwards, while we were having tea, we would share what new insights we had gained from Baba about Gyan from these images. So it's something that Baba tells us to do. And like you've heard that, he said, she has done whatever Baba has asked us to do in the Muralis. So not just personal instructions as Srimad, she took everything in the Murali as Srimad and in a personal instruction. So a suggestion, Manmanabhav, use the pictures. Baba spoke about the three worlds and Paramdham and souls occupying a tiny amount of space in this huge, unlimited expanse of light. Sit in front of the picture of the three worlds and see where it takes you. Paramdham, the unlimited, infinite world of light and silence. Today's Murali, Baba's come to take you beyond sound. You think you're young? Well, you're not so young. You're actually in your stage of retirement. Your body is old. And so, Baba reminding us, time to go beyond sound to that world of infinite light. For Manmanabhav will carry me there. My mind is the powerful vehicle that can carry me to Paramdham. Then, in Paramdham, the mind is quiet. That moment, not flitting around here or there, just stable, and the buddhi connected with God. Madhyajibhav, the image of Vishnu, the image of Lakshmi and Narayan, and the sweetness that comes from those faces. Very, very sweet feeling. And the deity feeling, the royal feeling when you look at those images, and the inspiration that it's a reminder of what I used to be like. It's not some funny religious image, but no, these are human beings. These are people I know who are going to become these images, the gods and goddesses that have been remembered for half a kalpa. And so not just the people that I know, but me. Can I relate to that? That I, although now in this funny costume which has all sorts of patches and aches and pains and isn't functioning properly as it should. But it's okay. Time to shed this and time to take on very soon that new perfect body, that chariot. And so letting go of this costume and preparing the soul to be able to take that new costume, Mithyajipav, the gift from God, the gift of heaven, but the gift of my own perfection. The gift of heaven, yes, sure, when the soul is good, then everything around the soul is also good, understandable. Even today, if your vision is pure and positive, you see good in everyone. And if the vision is, well, I'm being real, I don't want to live in imagination, it's real, I'm seeing what is real, and what I'm seeing is real, I'm talking about what is rubbish. And Baba's saying, see and don't see. Not so easy. See and don't see. The deities don't see anything bad, but there's nothing bad there anyway. So the struggle is today. But am I ready to face that challenge and say, can I see just with my third eye and see nothing but good, nothing but that which is from God in each one? And for sure, for God's children, of course, each one has something from God that they've taken. Not just something, but many things. But human habit, human nature. There'll be a dozen good things, but we'll comment on the one thing that's not right. But Baba's changing human nature into divine nature. And so Madhyajipava is reminding me, my inheritance today is of peace, purity and happiness. The inheritance of the golden age will follow on. But the inheritance of this birth, the one of the 21, 8 and 12 is later, but one in Sangam Yuga. So when Baba says, remember Baba and the inheritance, Alpha and Beta, Beta, Bhatshai, the kingdom, and Alpha, God, Allah. And so Allah, God, easy, that pinpoint of light. But God's inheritance. And in Sangam Yuga, peace. The image of Vishnu, absolutely stable and calm. Happiness, the beauty of joy that's visible. A very sweet smile on their face. And so that image, again, a happiness that is not here today and gone tomorrow, and not dependent on anything external and what others are doing for me or can do for me or how they behave with me or say about me or see me. No, that's their business. How does Baba see me? And how do I see myself? Am I able to maintain that dignity of my own vision of how Baba sees me? When Avyakt Baba would come, the first quarter page of the Murali would always, always be, and you hear those Muralis now also being revised, but at that moment, sitting in front of Baba, we would be lapping up all the beautiful things that Baba had to say about us. Baba would really elevate us to the very highest top knot. You are the holiest, you are the highest, you are the most royal, you are the 1,001 things that Baba has said about us. So rather than remember all the stuff that other people are saying about me, can I hold in my awareness the things that God is saying to me and God is saying about me? Much, much nicer to do that than all the other stuff. But somehow, you forget. And so, Madhyajibhav, all the beautiful things that God is saying about me is reflected in this image. the highest, the holiest, the purest, the wealthiest, the abundant, the generous, the kindest, everything. Everything is within that image. So my inheritance, it's not just, when I think about aim and objective, it means I'm working towards it and I'm having to make effort to get there, which is also true. But the inheritance, it's coming to me. I haven't worked for my inheritance except just simply to be obedient to my parent. Disobedience and the parent cuts you off in Lokic life. Here, Baba doesn't cut you off, but here what happens is that if I'm not ready, if I'm not capable, if I'm not able, I don't have the qualifications because I haven't adopted all the things that God's asking me to do in my life in a practical way. I haven't absorbed it. Then I've moved myself out of that range of being able to claim the inheritance. I don't have the courage to move forward and say, yes, I'm ready, I'll take it. But if I've been loving and obedient and truthful, maybe these three qualities are all that one needs to be able to attain that state of Lakshmi and Narayan. Baba's making it very easy for us. Baba knows that especially at the end of the cycle where souls are tired. Do you feel like that sometimes? We get tired of effort, we get tired of each other, we get tired of a routine, we get tired of the same place, we get tired of the same food, we get tired of everything. And so tiredness has become a deep sanskar of the soul. Even if something's constantly good, we get tired of that. You know, in London when we had a heat wave, everybody got tired of the heat. And now, of course, when there's a cold wave, people are getting tired of the cold. So whatever it is, we get tired of it. We're not able to take it. And so Baba is saying, okay, I'm not going to make you work too hard. You're used to instant tea, instant coffee, instant yoga, instant this, instant that. Everything has to be instant. So Baba is saying, okay, I'll give you your inheritance instantly. But just be loving always with the Father instead of doubting. So love and doubt, it's interesting, these two words, opposites, come together. Yes, the intellect divorced from God, but because of doubts. And the loving intellect, where maybe today I still don't understand something the Baba is saying. I don't understand completely how all this huge world of Kali Yuga is going to just collapse and finish and Satyuga is suddenly going to spring up. I don't understand. It's okay. I believe it because of my love and because I've had the experience that everything else Baba's telling me is true. And so Baba hasn't explained the mechanics and the logistics of the transfer, but I believe it. It's okay. So instead of doubting intellect, the loving intellect. So Baba's saying, the loving intellect, the honest intellect, honest first with myself and then with Baba, and then thirdly, the intellect that's obedient. I'm able to say Jiha to Baba. But now Baba's saying, I'm not coming down, I want you to come up. Am I able to be obedient to that? Well, if I've been practicing Manmanabhav, Madhyajibhav, yes, I'm detached from everything here because my mind and intellect are engaged with the inheritance of peace and happiness and purity. And so easy to say yes to Baba, I want to go up. And Baba will pull me. I don't even have to labor to go up. Baba will pull me. The magnetic pull that Baba talks about, where there's a clean needle, the magnet is able to pull it towards itself. So the journey from here to there isn't a difficult one, but I need to be clean. Then God is going to be able to pull me up with the power of His own magnetism. And so the inheritance, Madhyajibhav, Manmanabhav, the transformation, the process with which I become pure through God's remembrance. And so the two mantras are really the foundation. Manmanabhav first and foremost, but then Madhyajibhav also. And I'm also seeing how the message for the world is Manmanabhav. The message for Brahmins and deity souls is Madhyajibhav. But for all Brahmins, it's for all the world, all souls of the world, the message of Manmanabhav. And I know that souls are more and more ready now. And I think drama is going to make them more and more ready. Many different things that are happening. You know what's going on in the world. But the one very powerful, beautiful thing, all the scientific research that's going on in terms of consciousness, in terms of values, people doing research on kindness, on compassion, on love, unlimited love, amazing things. So people are already being prepared in all these different ways. And so we just have to be ready to be the embodiment of Manmanabhav, and then they'll be ready to hear. Not just one or two or a few, but many, many, many. Because I think we're now at that time where many souls will need to come to Baba so that they can really prepare themselves also for all the things that are going to happen faster and faster, ever more accelerating speed. So let's experience Manmanabhav. And yes, travel to Satyug and experience Madhyajibhav too. Om Shanti.